Three people said good morning. Good morning, Promised Land. I see some jerseys out there. Y'all, are there Patriots fans in here? Okay. Oh, yes. Okay. So today's our Super Sunday. We're so excited about what God has planned for this Super Sunday. And we're not just excited about the Super Bowl. Because some of you, your Super Bowl ended a couple weeks ago. Let's not go there, Pastor. It's just too painful. We'll have some counseling for our Cowboys fans after service today. But some of you have roots of bitterness in your life. So now you got to go home and watch Shady Brady and the Dirty Birds. Some of you are like, what did he just say? I have no idea what he's talking about. But today's a great day. We are just so excited to be in the house of the Lord on Super Sunday. We've got some cool stuff that's happening next door. So after service, there's some games that we have set up, some cool stuff we'd like for you to check out. But the last 4 weeks, we've gone through a sermon series called the New You Resolution. And we also went through a 21-day fast where we've consecrated our lives to God, where we spent 21 days saying no to this flesh and yes to God. And God's done some amazing things. I've heard some awesome testimonies where God has just really moved in some people's lives. And we want you to know that today is an incredibly important day. Today could be the day where everything changes for you and for your life. Today could be a new day for you, a new you. And for those of you that are just getting back to church in 2017, we want to welcome you to go all in with us in our walks with Jesus. We want to welcome you to go all in and come and follow Jesus. What does that word follow mean? A lot of us are on social networks like Facebook and Instagram. And some of us have some big followings. Who in here has got 1,000 friends on Facebook? Anybody in here got 1,000 friends? There's a lot of people with 1,000 friends on. 2,000 friends on Facebook. Still holding his hand up back there. That's awesome. But did you know that there's actually a setting on Facebook that you can unfollow your friend, but it says unfollow and still be friends? So you got 2,000 friends on Facebook. Are you following 2,000 friends on Facebook? Or when some of them have dramatic post-distress syndrome and they start posting dramatic things, do you unfollow them but still be friends with them? Oh, come on, be honest in the house of the Lord today. We unfollow some people. We don't follow all 2,000 of them. And that's social media. But following Jesus is completely different. It should be completely different. We can't hide Jesus and still be friends. In 1980, there was a young man from Africa who was forced by his tribe to renounce Jesus or face death. He refused to renounce his relationship with Jesus, and they killed him on the spot. But the night before he died, he wrote some words down on a piece of paper, and they found this in his room. And I'm going to read it to you, and I will warn you, I get a little fired up when I read this. I'm part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have stepped over the line. The die has been cast. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My presence makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, mundane vision, cheap living, and dwarf goals. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, but my guide is reliable. My mission is clear. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up for the cause of Christ. I must go till he comes, give till I drop, preach till all know, work till he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he will have no trouble recognizing me, because my banner will be clear. That's a follower of Jesus. That's a follower of Jesus. And I've read this over the years, and it's become my anthem. I want to be a follower of Jesus like that. I want to follow Jesus like that. In the book of Mark 8:34, it says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Luke added the word daily. Take up your cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to forfeit his soul? For what can a man give in return for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father and with the angels. We're a big church. Y'all, we're a big church. In the 8:15 service, sometimes there's very few people here, but we had that service packed out this morning. We're a big church. And we've come from different walks of life. We talked about shape last week. We're all different shapes. We're all different cultures. We all got different religious backgrounds, but we're all here today to worship God. And there's many of us that are on different parts of our journey. Some of us have been living for the Lord for a long time. Some of us saw Moses come down from the mountain with the tablets. But this might be the first day you've ever stepped into church. And I want to tell you, I remember the first day I stepped into a church. Y'all, I came in and people were strangely happy. They were weirding me out. They were clapping their hands. They were singing. They were just too happy. It was weird. And I kept thinking, what is wrong with these people? And I began to think, what if what is wrong with them gets on me like it's contagious? That was 24 years ago, and I caught it. I caught it. It's contagious. You know why? Because Jesus is real. You know why? Because Jesus changes lives. You know why? Because Jesus takes broken things and heals them and put them back together. Jesus takes broken marriages and fixes them. Jesus will take you wherever you are, however you are, and he will heal you, he will restore you, and he will make you new. That's what got a hold of me 24 years ago. I know I look 25, so I walked into church when I was 1 year old. But y'all, Jesus got a hold of me, and I pray that what I caught that day, it gets on you, and it's contagious. Well, we want to take following God seriously. It's a serious thing. And our mission, our entire mission here at Promised Land, in a church that's on a country road, a mile away from everything else, can you believe what God is doing out here? But our mission is to bring people into an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. That's our entire purpose, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. And so what we're talking about today, when I'm talking about following God, I'm talking about following God that's not just a Sunday morning relationship. We're talking about a lifelong, everyday relationship with Jesus. And as a pastor, my entire mission is to help you, wherever you are, whatever shape you're in, to take your next step with God. That's it. But there's a lot of different people that come into a church on a Sunday morning. You know, and the Bible also always talked about Jesus when he would speak to the crowds. He would speak to these large groups of people, thousands of people. These were the crowds. These were people who were like, hey, I'm going to go check out what's happening. I heard about this Jesus. They were the come and see folks. His first appeal was to the crowd. Everybody come and see what's happening. And you know what, folks? We do the same thing here at Promised Land. We want to be friendly to the crowd. We want you to come in here and feel comfortable. We want you to come in and we give you coffee, hot coffee. There was somebody almost got the victory last service when I said we give you hot coffee. But this is a great place for you to come. It's a great place for you to come and hang out and see. Just come and see what's happening here. In fact, Jesus did the same thing. He would say, come and see. And his first, he said this to Peter. And he said, Peter, come and see. And right then he did this miracle and he filled Peter's boat up, completely filled it up with fish. And Peter was like, oh my goodness, what's going on here? And so if this is a place for you to just come and sit, it's okay. It's okay. I think we all need, sometimes there's a lot of people that are church hurt. And they just need a place where they can just come in and they can sit for a little bit and just heal. They need a place to land, a safe place to land. And Promised Land is a safe place to land. But after a while, you're going to start noticing some things. You're going to start seeing some miracles. On the third row right over here, there was a man that was sitting. And about 2 months ago, he was on his deathbed. The doctor said he had a 15% chance of living. He sat right there. And you're going to see, when you stick around a little bit, you're going to see marriages that are healed. You're going to see people that are recovering from drug addiction and alcohol addiction and God giving them victory in their life. You're going to start seeing some miracles. You're going to start seeing the work of God in your life. And you're going to say, I don't want to be part of the crowd anymore. What do I do? I want to go closer to God. I want to get closer to God. There's a point when all of us, wherever we are, we take the next step. We go deeper. Even if you have been living for the Lord for 75 years and you can walk on water, there's still a next step. There's still a next step. And so the people that pushed through the crowd, the people that said, I want to know more about this Jesus. I want to follow this Jesus. I want to hear more about this Jesus. Tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. They became his core. They were the people who not only listened, but chose to follow him. And first, we want you to follow Jesus. And then we won't lie. We'd love you to be part of our family here at Promised Land, to be part of this family. And what we do here at Promised Land is we disciple one another. And what that means is some of you may be brand new to Christianity and you don't know how to pray. Or you don't know how to deal with a certain situation. Or you don't even know how to do a relationship. And you can latch on to an older brother or sister that has gone through some battles. And you can see a married couple that does it right and it's godly. And you can look up to them and they can show you how to do it. See, that's what Christianity is. We do this together. It's not just a Sunday morning deal. This is an everyday type deal. That's what Christianity is. And modern church is we just come and get a little bit on Sunday morning. We check church off the list and we go about our lives. But Jesus says there's more than that. Jesus says, I want you to follow me. I want you to take up your cross and follow me. And so we want you to be a part. We want you to jump in and go all in. All in. All in. And I'm going to tell you this. This is going to shock some of you. But we know something. We know that you're not always going to be here. We know it. Some of you are going to move on. Some of you are going to get married and leave or go to college and leave. Some of you are going to die. That's what happens. It happens. It's life. But you're going to move on. And our job, don't get me wrong, we love you. And we love you to stay here. But our job is not to keep you here. Our job is to bring you into an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and each other. That's our job. And so we want you to jump in. We want you to go all in. We want to stop playing church, and we want to get real about this relationship with Jesus. Because when you get real with Jesus, Jesus gets real in your life. The closer you get to God, the more he burns. He burns things off of your life. Those addictions that you struggle with, they're nothing for Jesus. Your marriage, it might be on the rocks. Get close to Jesus and see what Jesus does to your heart. See him change you from the inside out. And where your life was self-centered, where everything was revolving around you, where you were the God of your life, if you switch out and put Jesus in there, you're going to see some amazing things in every relationship you have. Every relationship. So we want you to go all in. We want you to be part of this family. We want you to be part of the core. And see, the core were his disciples. They were the people that were living in relationship with each other. And I want to be clear about something here. Salvation and following Jesus and joining a church is not the end. It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. You see, core followers, they live with Jesus. Jesus is the center of their life. They're saturated by God. And they're about his business. Their mission is God. And I'm not talking about starchy, preachy people. I'm talking about people that love and serve and love well. They go above. They sacrifice themselves for others. They love well. The Bible says that you will know them by their love for one another. That's how we're known. That's what a disciple of Jesus is. And I don't know where you are today. You could be in the crowd, or you can be in the core, but no matter where that is, take your next step. Go all in. Let's stop playing church. And you know what happens when we go all in? It goes from just a little bit of commitment to total commitment to Jesus. It starts with a consumer mentality. Do you know that we have a consumer mentality in the church? That we shop churches sometimes? Well, you know, honey, the Connection Church offers donuts Sunday morning. You know, we can go to a Connection Church and they got donuts and coffee. We shop churches. Instead of saying, wherever you are, get plugged in, get connected. Stop shopping, get real for Jesus. Get real, get planted, get plugged in, get connected. It will change your life forever, wherever that is. And it stops being, what can Jesus do for me? And it leads us to, what can I do for Jesus? God, you've done so much for me. I stand up here today, and I can tell you that God has brought me out of addiction. God has brought me out of drug addiction. God has, I was a wreck. I was a mess. I had an older pastor once tell me, Will, when you first came to the Lord, you weren't worth shooting. And I said, yes. But Jesus took over. Jesus came in. He changed my life forever. And so my job as a pastor today is just to make the path clear, to direct you, to make it simple. It's not even complicated. We make things complicated that aren't complicated. It's simple this. Give God everything, and he's going to give you everything. Give God your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Go all in. And so we have a large number of people who are in the crowd today, and that's okay. But I want to tell you, in the Bible, there was a decision. When people made the next step, when people went all in, there was a baptism. There was a baptism, and it was a decision that changed their lives forever. In Acts chapter 2, there was a man named Peter that stood up and began to preach to a large crowd. And he began to say to them, you crucified Jesus. And he began to speak. He speak so boldly to them. The Bible says that they were pricked in their heart. And they all asked, what do we do? What do we do? And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you and unto your children and to all who are afar off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. And so today, God is saying, go all in. Today, God is saying, God, turn. We're going to turn from our sins, the things that are destroying us, the things that have been passed down from generation to generation. They can stop right here, right now. And God can fill you with His Spirit. God can change your life forever. We're talking about going all in, all in. And that word baptism, it comes from a word called baptismo, which means basically fully immersed, dunked, buried. It doesn't mean put your toes in, but it's burial. And that baptismal tank over there, you know what that really is? That's a watery grave. It's a watery grave. It's saying, I am no longer wanting to live for myself. I want to live for you, Jesus. I want to be buried with you in baptism. I know, God, if I'm buried with you in baptism, I'm going to rise up and live like you rose up and lived. And so in the Bible, this happened over and over again in the New Testament. Over 27 times, it talks about baptism. And I'll say this, that it was an on-the-spot, a right-then decision. It wasn't, I'm going to think about it for a few weeks. These people were like, where's this? Where, okay, we got water, we got a pasture, the water's hot. I want to get baptized right now. Well, they baptized in the river. It wasn't really hot. But sometimes we're hesitant. Sometimes we'll let excuses come into our minds. And I can tell you this, the devil, the enemy of your soul, is going to give you a whole lot of excuses today not to be baptized. He doesn't want you to make this decision. It's a big decision. It's an incredibly big decision. You know what it is? When somebody's baptized, that's a touchdown for Jesus. I want you to know that the all of heaven is standing at attention when somebody repents and somebody turns their life to God and their lives are changed forever. That's a touchdown for Jesus. It's a touchdown for His church. It's saying, devil, you lost one. You lost another one. You lost another one. You lost another one. They're buried with Him in baptism. They're dead. I don't know who you're talking about, devil. That's not them anymore. They got a new name, a new identity. They everything's washed away. Behold, all things become new. That's what Jesus does. Jesus takes our brokenness. He takes our shattered lives. When we have come to the end of ourselves, He picks us up and He fills us with His Spirit and He washes our wounds and He heals our lives and He heals our relationships. He changes us from the inside out. And sometimes we try to look good and act good, and Jesus hasn't done that work in our life yet. It's like putting lipstick on a pig. But Jesus wants to do a work inside of us that changes us from the outside. And today we want to give everybody an opportunity to be baptized today. Some of you are going to be baptized today and you didn't think you were going to get baptized today. You came here dry, but you're going to leave wet. You came empty, but you're going to leave full. You came broken, busted, and disgusted. But God's going to fill you up. God's going to change your life. God's going to give you a new purpose. God's going to give you a new purpose in your life. I'm running out of time, but I want to ask our baptismal team to get ready, because we're going to baptize some people for Jesus today. And if you registered to get baptized, we want you to get up right now and go get changed and get ready. And I want to talk to the people who weren't planning on being baptized today. Make this a day that you turn your life to Jesus. Make this a day that you can look back on and said, that was the day that my life changed forever. That was a day that I chose God. I chose God above everything else. I chose God that day and my life changed forever. So we want to give you an opportunity. If you want to be baptized, if you want to say yes to God and yes to His Word, do so. Some of you were baptized a long time ago, and it wasn't your decision. Maybe you got baptized to fulfill somebody else's religious expectation of you. What if you made the decision today that says, I want to live for you, Jesus. I want to be baptized. I want to be buried. I want to start over. I want a new life in you, Jesus. I want to take on your name. I want to take on a new identity. I want my life to be, I want everything I've ever done to be washed away. I want to be made whole. I want to be made clean. I want to be made right. That's what baptism is. Baptism is a new beginning. It's a fresh start. How many of you want a fresh start? I've messed some stuff up in my life. Y'all, I've jacked some stuff up. And the blood of Jesus, it washed me white as snow. And God gave me a new heart and a new purpose. And that's what baptism is. That's what we're celebrating today. That's what the touchdown is. When we can take one person and say, you're for Jesus. The enemy can't destroy you. God is bigger than anything. So we want to give you an opportunity today to get baptized. And I know some of you have excuses. You have a lot of excuses. And I want to crush all of them. Every single one of them. I'm asking a helper to come on up on stage. Let's give her a hand this morning. Come on. Tell us your name.
Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel is holding a basket, obviously. But this basket, if you said, well, I didn't bring a towel today. We have a towel. Well, I didn't bring deodorant, and I didn't bring what about my hair? We got stuff for your hair. What about, you know, those unmentionable things? We've got unmentionables in here. We've got underwear and sports bras. Take them with you. We don't recycle these. They're yours. You keep them forever. They're yours. But also we have this shirt that we made just for y'all today. It's called Raised to Life. And I'm so excited to say that not only is she our lovely helper today, but we're going to baptize her right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go baptize her right now. And while she's getting ready, I'm just going to go out there and say, make a decision right now. If you want to get baptized, we've got a preacher. We've got water. We've got the mighty name of Jesus. A name which is above every name ever named. The mighty name of Jesus will save you. Will save your life. Will save your marriage. Will heal you. So if you want to be baptized today, please do. Let's go and pray. And I want to say this. When our football team is on the 2-yard line, we start getting really, really, really excited. We sometimes stand to our feet, and we're all pumped up about a touchdown. I'm going to tell you in just a moment, we're going to baptize somebody, and this is the biggest touchdown you will ever see. So I'd like for you to stand to your feet, and when she goes down in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to hear you tear the roof off of this place for Jesus, all right? Let's pray right now. God, we come before you today. God, we're all sinners. We ask for your forgiveness. We've all fallen short of your glory, God. And God, we've tried to do it on our own. We've tried to fix all our own problems. We've tried to just be our own physician. But we come to you right now and say, God, we're not God and we need you. We come to the end of ourselves. And God, we need you to come in and take over. And God, we give you our heart, soul, mind, and strength again, God. We're going to trust you. And believe you. And if you wouldn't mind, let's stretch out our hands right now. God, we pray over this beautiful young woman. God, she's walked the path so far, and today that path changes. Today she goes down in a watery grave in your name, and all of her sins are forgiven. We thank you for the cross right now, Jesus. We thank you for your blood right now that covers everything. We thank you right now, God, for your mercy and your grace. And we pray, God, over all the days of her life that she would dwell with you forever, that she would look to you and know that you are mighty, that she would trust you in every decision, that you change her life from this day forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You can do better than that. You can do better than that. Hallelujah. That's a touchdown for Jesus right there. God is so good. God is so good. We want you to know the water is still open, the water is warm. But if you need to leave, let's pray. God, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for allowing us to be part of this. We are honored, God, to serve you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. I pray over everyone here today, God, that we all take our next step, that we follow you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We give you all of the glory, and we honor you, Jesus. Amen. Let's give God some praise right now. You're free to go. We'll see you again next week. We're going to continue baptizing people. We'll see you next week. We love you. Go with God. Amen.